5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Another one. I just got another email 13 seconds ago from them.
Well, we need your review. We need you to talk about our business.
Have you found lately that no matter where you go or what you do, it doesn't matter if you visit a doctor's office or you get an oil change, they're asking you for a review. Mm. It's like they're hounding you. It's not even just by email anymore. Now it comes like through text too.
Well, yeah, I mean, reviews are really crucial. I mean, think about how it is that you do business and you select the things that you're going to buy, you know. Technically, usually you're busy, right? You're looking at something online and bang, 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 bang. You want to get it done.
But would you write a bad review about a place that you'll probably visit again? That's kind of what I'm battling right now. And I want your opinion on this and what you think. There is a family owned and operated hotel that I go to every single year in Ocean City, Maryland. I've been going there since I was a little kid. My parents
called
me.
It right out now. Now they know you're talking about them.
Well,
but okay.
Okay. It is what it is, right? I'm not saying the name of the hotel. But I go there.
I mean, you've been going every year. They know you.
I go there every single year. And over the years, it has changed hands. It's always family owned, and it's always a different family that owns it. And up until, like, whoever bought it, the family that bought it maybe 3 years ago, it's been great. And it's probably one of the better places on the boardwalk because a lot of these places are kind of run down and they show their age and, you know.
Well, that's the way they zone these towns, these beach towns, instead of letting the big chains come in.
This place has gotten ridiculously expensive since the new owners took over. Now, they know me because I've been there for a million years and it was like, I don't know. They know who we are.
Sure.
We come the same week every year.
It's a big group.
And now they keep hounding me for a review. Like, it's like a personal email. Can you write a review? Can you write a review? And here's the truth. This past time, it was really questionable. Like, there was mold in the shower. The cleaning ladies who usually are so great were not.
Yeah.
It was like we had to like ask for pillows. Like, they gave us one pillow on two different like full size beds. There's four of us in this room. Are we supposed to share a pillow? Like, it was so
awkward. And what they get for those hotel rooms too. It can be a lot.
Raven, I can't tell Paul, my husband, how much it costs because he'll be like, are you serious? Like, he's like, we're not coming here anymore.
Right.
100%.
Yeah.
So they keep sending me an email asking for a review. But here's the thing. Like, I'm sentimental to this place. I grew up going to this place. Like, it's like kind of part of who I am. And even though it's run down and all that, like, it's part of me. So they keep sending me texts now being like, can you please write a review? And it's like, do I say to them personally, guys, like, there's a problem here. Like, you need to adjust all these things because I'm not that person. I've never written a bad review. And here's the truth. Once you complain about something, I truly believe, like, you can't go back.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true, especially in this day and age. But I can relate to this situation. You know, my wife, similar situation, very sentimental on one of these old style hotel, motel type places that is right on the shore that we visited before. And they did a renovation that was supposed to be great. And it was terrible. And we actually went, and I had already been resistant for years, but kept going because she wanted to. And that one, we had to leave in the middle of the night. We showed up. It was so bad that I was like, nope, forget it. And it cost us money to leave, get up, and go right down the street and, you know, play somewhere that we hadn't, you know, looked at the rates or whatever. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
But now that, what would you do? Would you actually tell them and write the bad review that they keep asking for three times a day, even though we've been back for a week now?
It's a little obnoxious.
I mean, it's a lot. And it's like, or do you just keep your mouth shut because most likely you're going to go back? I just feel like once you complain about a place, you can't go back. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Would you write a bad review about a place that you know you'll probably go back to next year? 1-800-330-9999. There's a hotel that I visit every single year. It's right on a boardwalk vacation spot. And since it's changed hands, it has gone terribly wrong. But I know that I'm still going to go back there because it's nostalgia. I've been going there since I was a kid.
They've got you tied into the location.
Would you let them know, though, knowing perfectly well that you're going to go there and they're probably going to judge you after that? Chelsea, what do you think?
No, I would write a review. And you can do it without hurting anyone's feelings. Write it anonymously, but be constructive. You have to go back there. Instead of like saying it's terrible, say what? Like, get specific. Go into the weeds of what it is so they can work on it. And as far as them asking you, just tell them, oh, I will. I've just been so busy.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad technique, I guess. I mean, then they get the information. It gets to them one way or the other. I mean, I just block that email or ignore it personally. Yeah. I delete that thing for months without a single thought.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing. Tim, what do you think?
You can be honest without being cruel, I suppose. If it was a chain or something, you just leave it anonymously or not care. My money's good enough. But when you blur the lines between, are we friends or is this a business transaction? Shouldn't my business be enough? Do you need to keep hounding me for reviews? So you're asking me to lie, essentially, if I didn't have a good time to make you look better on Yelp.
I guess.
Maybe it's time to spread your wings and broaden your horizons and try somewhere else.
Michaela, would you write the bad review? What would you do?
No, I would not write the bad review. I would actually just tell them directly because you might, like you said, you might end up back there again. So no, I wouldn't.
There's a good point to that. If you tell them directly and say, listen, I don't want to write a review at this point because I've had a history there, explain it. We've always enjoyed a great time there, but I'm not sure I can return under these circumstances in the future. Most places, if they care about their business reputation, they're going to say, well, how can we rectify this? Yeah. There might be some enhancements in it for you.
Right. I could say, clean the mold out of your showers. Would that be a start? Should I say that?
Well, you know, listen, you could point out the things that were going on in there. And then I bet you when they have your booking, your reservation for the next trip you make, they give you the best room they got.
Nick, what do you think? Would you write the bad review or let them know or just not say anything?
I would write the review. I think it makes sense to at least let them know, like, hey, like, this is the experience I've been getting. And at the very beginning of the review, I would say that I've been going there for a while and absolutely loving it. I think with that kind of power, you could probably hold them to a higher standard. But that's just me.
I just feel like then when you go back, it's so awkward. You know, like when it's family-owned stuff, like they don't forget stuff like that. I get it. I come from a family of businesses. When people say bad things or complain, like we take it to heart and we don't forget them.
Of course not. But if they say to you, listen, I have a problem with these specific issues, you rectify them or you don't. You decide as a business then whether you believe that those concerns are valid or not. And then you decide whether or not to go ahead and do something about that. If you don't feel they're valid, then what's the response going to be? Hey, sorry to hear. Bye. You know, basically, right? Mm-hmm.
Shelby, what do you think? Would you write a bad review and let them know or just keep your mouth shut because you probably got to go back?
I don't think I'd write a bad review. I mean, because like supporting small business and all of that, like maybe focus more on like good memories from the past and good times that you had before. If they go beyond that, just maybe let them know what your thoughts are about like how things are currently.
So like 2014, like just, I had a great time. My room was clean.
Yeah,
everything was good.
I received yeah, happy family memories
on this year.
I guess.
It's one way of handling it, I suppose.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to write the review. I'm just going to keep deleting the emails and ignoring the text messages.
And keep overpaying when you go back next year and the mold gets worse.
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
Have busy kids? Then keep plenty of Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches on hand. A nutritious snack made from 100% fruit. Make every moment together count and squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.